This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Where is Frog Boy? Why do you guys take up his office? Like, you just kick up your feet. Like, he's trying to do his job. And you just sit there and you're just like, he's late to start the show.
We were having a conversation about... Jennifer had some, she has some slippers on, and we were like, oh, we could never pull that off. And I'm like, they're like, and then he pulled up some shoes. Oh, these the ones I really, yeah, the Canadians wear them. They little flip-flops with the strap.
Like Birkenstocks?
No, not Birkenstocks. No, that's way too fancy.
He was trying to make fun of my feet, but you can't.
I didn't know I wasn't. This became,
already,
and then we show some where the just toe crushers, right?
He's not making fun of anybody's feet. He's got web feet, and he buys dead.
Leroy. I have.
That's rare.
My toes are standing single file. Why would I make fun of somebody else's feet?
Dude's mine got toes like UMFSU wide right.
Okay.
See, that wasn't necessary.
What?
Unnecessary. Dude.
Unnecessary.
Sorry. Want to mix things up?
Yeah.
The mixed bag is brought to you by this show's toes. What do you got for us today there, Froggy?
We got some more controversial statements from none other than Draymond Green himself. Straight from the horse's mouth, which is a saying, right? I think so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He says the NBA is boring today.
It's not smart basketball no more. I saw a clip not too long ago where Kobe said, like, yo, it's accidental basketball. And he couldn't have been more right. It was so refreshing to play against Bron. Because every possession is like a chess match. But you don't just get that on a regular basis. It's just who can run faster, who can hit more threes. It's no substance. And so I think it's very boring.
Wow.
Can I say why he feels that way?
Sure.
Because he can't shoot the three, nor can he run.
That was Oscar Robertson's point to him, where he says all he does is throw his pass to Steph Curry.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. There's no nuance because your game has no nuance.
I do think, though, there are times where I watch the Heat, especially this season, and I'm like, this is a stupid team.
Right.
Like, I don't think they're a very smart
team. I agree. I agree with you.
But hold on, though. Do you think that... And then realize Terry Rozier is the one with the ball every time you think that?
No, I think I don't. I think probably, like, outside of Bam, I think this is a team that, like, lacks the thought process of a good basketball team right now.
Hmm. I just think that you need somebody on your team that's aware of the situation and can get you through it.
Mm-mm.
So, like, I'm going to tell you, there's never been a point in a game where if we were getting pounded, somebody didn't come in and say, yo, we got to pick it up. We getting killed. Right? Like, they are shocked after a game when they've only scored 10 or 8 points, right?
Yep.
Shocked. They look at the thing and go, wow.
How did that happen?
Right. And I think everybody has to be more aware so they can apply the necessary pressure or make the adjustments to not only score single digits.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
Speaking of the Heat,
mm.
This is a story that concerns another man with a trade clause he probably shouldn't have. And that is Trevor Lawrence.
Oh? Ooh. Wait, what?
I know, right?
Does he have a no-trade clause?
He does indeed.
Really?
He has a...
How did the Jaguars get suckered into that one?
How does that happen, my friend?
Is there Trevor Lawrence trade buzz?
There is trade buzz that he could be heading to Pittsburgh, actually. There are rumors and reports that...
He's got to want that, right? I would figure you'd want to go get the hell out of Jacksonville, go to Pittsburgh, right?
You know, you would think that, but Mr. Lawrence has other plans.
I didn't really see anything. My agent texted me and was like, hey, this is a... And then, of course, I saw it after. He texted me and said, hey, this is a report that's out there. I don't think there's anything to it, but I'll check into it. So I saw it, and it's funny, though. When he sent it to me, I was like, you know, I wouldn't say your heart drops, but you're kind of like, what? Like, you think? And then I'm like, I can't even get... I have a no-trade clause in my contract, so I would know about it if I was getting traded, or if that was something that was going to happen. You know, I'd have to be on board with it. So, which I'm not. I'm happy here in Jacksonville. I plan on, you know, we want to win a Super Bowl here, and you know, I think we can do that.
Wait. So did he just pull a Bradley Beal?
He just pulled a Bradley Beal.
Yeah,
he just pulled a Bradley Beal.
Good.
That's kind of crazy.
Why? Wait. So,
well, if they really did want to trade for him, if you were Trevor Lawrence, right?
Hmm.
Do you think he's just happy having no pressure in Jacksonville? Because, like, who cares?
Here, let me explain something to you. You have to understand, sometimes guys say things because it's the right thing to say because there's no reality to it yet, no substance. If these conversations continue, right, and then... he gets traded, or they want to get traded, or whatever, he'll come out with another comment. So, does he want to suck his whole career and be lost in Jacksonville? I don't know. Yeah. Does he think Jacksonville's going to turn it around? I don't know.
But if you were to talk about, like, I'm just saying, like, Jacksonville is probably, like, the least relevant market in all of football, going to an absolute... flagship franchise.
A franchise, you know, you're always going to be competing for playoff spots and Super Bowls.
Yeah.
I mean, sounds great.
Not good enough.
No. But that's what you say now because his agent told him there's nothing to it. So you can then get your support up by saying, I got a no-trade clause. I would never agree to that. I want to be in Jacksonville. All the fans love you and whatever. Now, get a call a month from now or before the draft, and they go, and his agent calls, and ain't nobody hearing all of this. His agent calls and say, hey, there's some substance to this. What are you thinking about? Right? So, and that's the way it goes. But yeah, you can always answer a question when it's not a reality. You can always take the high road.
What else you got in the mixed bag, Marcos?
I have the most underwhelming stamp of approval from an owner of a team that you'll ever hear. And that is from Bruce Sherman, of course. Him discussing the moves he's made. He said, hey, we've signed some free agents, baby. You just don't know them.
Oh, my gosh. You ready for this?
Resounding advertisement.
As a man living in Jacksonville, there are many other places I would rather live. Pittsburgh ain't one of them.
Jeez. I've never been to Pittsburgh.
I have. Unfortunately, there's no easy way to get there. So we've taken a bus.
I've been to Jacksonville, and it sucks.
Zaxby's, though. No, what? Wait, no.
Whataburger.
I will say, I can't remember the restaurant, but I did get the best breakfast I've ever had in Jacksonville.
Right? Were you just really hungry?
No, it was really good, but it was a bar, too. Like, you could get whiskey, you could get a full thing there.
For at breakfast? 8 a.m.
Yeah, it's Jacksonville. You got to get through the day somehow.
Yeah, that's right. It's true. This is Bruce Sherman, breaking my heart.
Everybody wants you to sign every free agent that's available. We understand that. And we have signed free agents. We've signed not the big name free agents, but we've signed Betty free agents. Cal was signed. We signed a lot of minor league free agents. We have done more trades than almost any club in baseball. We have an incredible crew of young talent that's going to emerge for multiple years. We're really, really excited about that. I think if you take the time to look, get to know our organization, get to watch the players, and get to see how we continue to develop on the field, we're going to create the fans that I want, that Peter wants, that all of you want. So I'm really excited about what's going to happen going forward.
Good for you.
I mean, I appreciate his enthusiasm, but I wish he would come over here and look at it. You know what I mean? Like, if he was dealing with any business that performed like that, and he was on this side of it, he wouldn't do business with that company.
Isn't this cousin Judge Judy?
Yes. No.
Yeah, I think it is. Mm-hmm. You know, she would always say in the courtroom, you know, don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining.
Ah.
And that's what I feel. I feel like he needs to step up to Judge Judy's court because he's unzipped his pants, he's peeing on my leg, and he's telling me he's raining. Like, that's what he's doing right now. We sign free agents, not the ones you guys have heard of. It's like, yeah, that's the point. That's the point, dude. What are you going to hold up Avisil Garcia for 10 years because you blew one? Great.
Hmm. Man, I had no idea they were cousins.
I'd rather she own the Marlins.
I would rather she own the Marlins.
She's got to be richer than he is.
Oh, yeah.
She's super rich.
She is super rich.
She owns all of those court shows.
Yeah. Does Judge Judy want to own the Marlins?
Judge Judy, say, Evan 11 says, Judge Judy always says, beauty fades, dumb is forever.
Very wise woman.
I'm going to use that one.
Coming up. I always love when they would tease. Coming up, she goes, you know what you did? You're a criminal. More to come on Judge Judy.
$480 million, that's her net worth.
Wow.
So he's worth a lot more.
What's his worth?
$2
billion? Is that his net worth?
I don't think he's worth billions.
Because he's got a lot of like partners in this team. What's he worth?
It says around $500
million.
Call Cuzzo up and say, hey, you want the fish?
Jamesies, dude.
Why would she want the fish?
Why would she want the fish?
Why would she want to be in the same state as you?
You think they make fun of him? You think she makes fun of him at Thanksgiving? Be like, how's that little baseball team you bought?
How's that minor league team doing? Good. Farming for the rest of the league.
Well, it's great, Judy. Judge Judy. That's what he calls her at Thanksgiving. Yeah, we got Paul Skeens.
Oh, God. Sick of this first week.
Dude, Judge Judy would eat Peter Bendix alive in court.
Eat him alive, dude.
Well, what we have here is we got a guy who's going to try and play center field, even though it failed miserably last year.
Don't pee on my leg and tell me it's raining, Peter.
So great.
Take a break. Back after this.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.